This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
And be the Mike 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard on a Tuesday morning where we're getting wildfire smoke coming in today. Watch out for that. Apparently it's going to stay above us, whatever that means. I don't know. I was reading up on that. Can we go outside? Yes, we can go outside. There you go. So go outside. It's going to get warm. It's finally time to hit the pool. Finally time for actual summer. Been bit season here for a minute. We love bit season. Love our friends at the Flying Squirrels. They're back in action tonight. No Tuesdays with Trey today while we're both in transit. Trey will be on the call tonight, of course. Flying Squirrels baseball right here on The Fan. Intrigued by this story this morning in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, our guy John O'Connor, who we've talked about this for years and years and years, so this is not the first time we've talked about this, but the question is, will the Nats come to RVA with with the new ballpark opening across from the Diamond, CarMax Park? We know a few things here. John O'Connor's, he's got the story this morning. It says there will be summer discussion among Major League Baseball. Now, remember, minor league teams don't have any say over who they affiliate with anymore. That's a new development. A few years ago, Major League Baseball fully took over control of the minor league system. So Major League Baseball, at its sole discretion, gets to say who affiliates with who. And for a long time, it was every team for itself. Teams could make their own deals. So now it comes straight from Major League Baseball. The goal of that is to bring teams to places where it makes sense for them to build their fan bases. Obviously, hence stoking the speculation here that these squirrels would be a phenomenal fit with the Washington Nationals. Now, the Nats came down here when they started up, and over the years, back in the day when they were allowed to decide who they affiliated with, their stance was always, we can't develop our players properly at the Diamond. It doesn't have the modern amenities we need. Doesn't have video rooms and, you know, multiple batting cages and a clubhouse that doesn't flood. The little things. They're always, as John O'Connor notes this morning in his piece, always very complimentary of the way the team was run, the organization, starting from the top on down, a well-run organization, just not the facilities they need. Well, that problem's going to be fixed next year. And I've always thought it's a very logical move for them to do that. Now, what's interesting here is it's not a simple switch, because the Nationals actually have a strong AA partnership with the Harrisburg Senators, who play the Squirrels from time to time, and we get to see their prospects roll through. That geographically close to D.C., for sure, and I don't know that it makes sense to disrupt that. Where it makes sense, potentially, is that the Nats' AAA team is in Rochester, up in New York, upstate New York. And so, is that upstate New York? I don't know. I think everything above New York City is upstate New York. We'll go down that rabbit hole at a later time. It's by Syracuse, Rochester. It's also the home of the garbage plate. That's their signature culinary contribution to America. It's what it sounds like. You just kind of take all the food in the kitchen and throw it on a plate and serve it. Rochester, New York. That's Chamber of Commerce approved right there. We're just cutting tourism promos for Rochester this morning. So the Flying Squirrels don't have any say in this. I think they would benefit from being a Nationals affiliate. The Giants are not providing any juice here in the way the Braves were. The Braves, it was watch these guys, and then they're going to go play in Atlanta. You can watch them on TBS. And Richmond became a Braves town and still is. It has a ton of Braves fans all over this town. Whereas nobody that I know of is watching San Francisco Giants games. Sorry to our guy Rich Herrera at WRVA. Nobody's watching these Giants games because they watch these guys come through Richmond. The time zones don't work. The affiliation, it just doesn't provide any juice. So it makes a ton of sense, but you've probably got to make Richmond a AAA city to do it. So that's a lot of dominoes falling. That means you've got to take AAA away from a city. That means you've got to reorganize, find the Giants a new AA home, because there are no West Coast AA leagues. The closest one is the Texas League. So that's always been an issue as well. So maybe this is part of a bigger sweep up and a bigger change. I'm excited to see what happens out of these discussions. I think Major League Baseball would be very wise, at the minimum, to just switch out, and make sure Richmond has an affiliate that matters. And I think the Washington Nationals are the logical affiliate that matters. This is also, we do a lot of Nationals commentary around here. This is a team that is slowly and organically growing a fan base, because it is, by baseball standards, a very new baseball team. And so they could use this juice as well. They could use some people from Richmond caring about the Nats and watching this pipeline, right? Fredericksburg Nationals to Richmond Nationals. I mean, they'd stay the Flying Squirrels, I'm sure, up to Washington Nationals. And I think everybody could benefit from this. So hopefully that'll happen. Until then, of course, we will continue playing Flying Squirrels baseball on these airways. And no matter what happens, the management group, so not the manager, Dennis Pelfrey is employed by the Giants. He wouldn't stay. But Ben Rothrock and Anthony Opperman and that team, Megs, would stay. They would not leave in that situation. So Flying Squirrels baseball, you'll hear it right here on The Fan. Starting tonight, they're on the road for the week. Back home next week. We're off and running a fun show for you. Revisit some of our favorites from the years we do over the summer. Check in on the world of sports. Get you up to AWOD. He's live and local starting at noon. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Taking on The article this morning in the Times-Dispatch that the Squirrels will have discussions with Major League Baseball about affiliating with the Nationals. Reminder, the Squirrels don't get a say in that. Major League Baseball has the autonomy in that as part of the sweeping changes to the game, which, when we talked about this the other day, there's a pitch clock now, so I feel like I can put up with a lot more of Rob Manfred's stuff than I would be able to otherwise. Because that was such a good thing for the game, he's bought himself a little latitude of maybe inserting himself where he shouldn't and putting Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame and all these things that are happening swirling around baseball. We're also in College World Series time, Super Regionals. I've enjoyed watching, and the basketball was like this for a while, too. As money gets injected into it, because there is money in college baseball now, by the way. There's money in college softball now, by the way. I don't know if you're following this Texas Tech story. They gave the best pitcher in the country $1 million. Now they're in the College World Series final for the first time in softball, right? Big impact, small NIL dollar. That's how you want to do it in the new era. You want to get really good at fringe sports because it's cheap and people do watch and care and rally around it and feel good about it. But I got way off track there. College baseball is doing what basketball used to do, which is for a long time that top talent, you know, would show up at Duke, at Kansas, at these schools, and they dominate everybody. But then come tournament time, it was the scrappy veteran teams that had that cohesion, had that team chemistry that would knock them off because it didn't mean as much, right? Remember those great, that LSU team that had, you know, number one draft pick but didn't make the tournament. You had other teams along there, Rutgers this year. The money alone, it buys you talent but not a team. And the best teams have realized that now. You see the Dukes of the world, you know, building around young talent and also using the portal to get fourth-year and fifth-year guys who provide that experience and that savvy. That's the new formula for building a team because we've learned you need both. You can't just have the talent. You also need the teamwork and the chemistry. Baseball undergoing a very similar evolution, right? You see a lot of great pitchers getting rocked, getting beat up in these tournament games because these scrappy underdog teams have what it takes to win this time of year, the cohesion, the ability to grind out a win, that teamwork, that team ball, the small ball when you need to. We're seeing some of that. I think college baseball coming in for a sea change as well. Of course, UVA right in the middle of that, having lost Brian O'Connor, the third coach to depart now, who is having success at UVA in a little while here. And you know, debate over the athletic director's role, the ACC's role, and there's no question that Carla Williams has rubbed some people the wrong way as athletic director. There's also no question that she's brought in some big, you know, gifts and development to the program, which is her job as athletic director. She's chief fundraiser, bringing the NCAA lacrosse championship to town next year, right? So they're not nothing on that ledger. When they gave her a new contract, it wasn't for nothing. But man, she is in a crucial time right now. And it's different at UVA because it's such a well-rounded school. It's going to be tough to tend all these things in the NIL era. This isn't like Virginia Tech. At Virginia Tech, Whit Babcock's job is easy. Raise money, spend it on a football team. That's it. Full stop. Would it be nice to have a good basketball team? Sure, it was fun when Buzz Williams had him cranking. It's fun when they pull an upset every now and then. There's no world, though, where Virginia Tech, you spend an NIL dollar on anything other than football. That's all that matters. UVA is a tougher balancing act. And as we see conferences disintegrate here, that's the real job of an AD, making sure you get a landing spot at the table. We got to throw this thing over to AWOD Radio. 3 hours live and local. Grant and Danny will drive you home. Flying Squirrels Baseball returns tonight. Love the Squirrels. Love me more if they were the Nationals affiliate. I think that would be pretty fun for everybody involved here. See the kids coming up, watch them en masse and go up to the games. I think that would be a dream scenario for a lot of people at CarMax Park when it opens up next year. We'll see what Major League Baseball has to say about it. They pulled off the pitch clock. I believe in them. I believe we will see you all tomorrow for another edition. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
On the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, counting you down to a busy weekend in the world of sports. Here's the other thing I want to do today. You know I love a list. You know I'm a sucker for a list. Lists are cool. We'll get into this with A1 Tutor and Crosstalk, I'm sure. The Ringer, that's Bill Simmons' publication, has a list of the 100 best sports moments of the century. So this is the year 2000 on. I'm a sucker for a list like this. I love lists.
Sports moments.
So the first thing you've got to define, I think, is like, this is, to me, American sports moments.
Like Big Four? Or are we going outside of that?
Because if we're saying the biggest sports moment of the century, it's probably some like India-Pakistan cricket match. Like, just in terms
some
of...
some life change, yeah.
Right, something like that. You know, if you do Western world, it's probably Messi winning the World Cup, right? I mean, that was a great soccer game that changed the trajectory of soccer. Or I'm trying to think, what's the biggest Premier League thing that's happened? When the tiny team, Leicester City, when they won the Premier League, right?
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Honestly, right now, you know, Wrexham, three straight promotions.
First time ever.
Yeah, the Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney League.
I watched the first season and loved it, and have not watched since. Which doesn't mean I'm out on it. I just have not.
Yeah, you get what you get.
I got Wrexham.
How much more is there?
Wrexham fatigue. Yeah. But I'm amazed too, because I have a ton of friends who are into this, including a couple who have actually traveled to Wrexham. Which is not like traveling to London, which is doable. It's like
you gotta like get on like a train and then horse-drawn buggy.
It is in the middle of nowhere. It hours and hours from like the nearest big city. Yeah,
right. Okay. They've
quite literally put the town on the map. Awareness of Wrexham is if you were to say name cities in Wales.
That would be the first and only one I could name.
I think if you ask the average American to name a city in Wales, and if they could name one, that's their poll, right?
Wow, good for them.
I would also get Cardiff.
I sure wouldn't.
I'm at two, though.
That's why I'm the trivia host, not the trivia player.
I'm at two. They're putting Wrexham on the map. But that's not greatest sports moments of as voted on by the Ringer.
Before we start, can I ask if Jayden Daniels' Hail Mary is on there?
Jayden Daniels' Hail Mary is not on here, but I agree with that.
Okay, I was just curious.
It's a great play, but I think all of these are going to represent bigger things. Because I made a mental top five list before I dove in, and I actually got number one exactly correct. So should we just jump straight to that?
I suppose.
That is the David Tyree helmet catch that prevented the New England Patriots from having a perfect season and gave Eli Manning a Super Bowl title. Because that play's got literally everything. A perfect team trying to wrap up something that only one other NFL team has ever done. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, perfect, the main characters here, the scrappy New York Giants, who are the wild card, a guy you've never heard of, David Tyree, the forgotten Manning brother, and he catches the ball on his helmet to keep alive the Giants' win in the Super Bowl. That's everything right there.
That's a pretty good one.
Right. That's everything. I my two and three were both on there, but not in that order. My two and three were the two World Series wins for teams that had not won the World Series. So the Cubs winning the World Series after the rain delay, after the long delay, and the Red Sox finally beating the Yankees, the Curt Schilling bloody sock game. And you can't judge that in retrospect of like Curt Schilling went kind of crazy afterward. Like in the moment. Fully iconic.
Yeah.
The bloody sock still fully iconic.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson is one of the best running backs ever.
Period.
That's just a fact.
That is a full-on period statement. Absolutely. Reggie Bush won the Heisman. Doesn't matter what else you say. Like, I saw it. I remember watching it with my eyes. That guy was the best player in college football. They gave him the Heisman. I don't care what happened next. He's a Heisman winner. Number two is LeBron James blocking Andre Iguodala in the Warriors-Cavs final, where LeBron finally won a title for Cleveland after the return. I disagree with this one. And it's not my NBA bias. It's that block, which was certainly an iconic moment, happened with 2 minutes left in the game in a tie game. There was a lot of basketball left to play.
That feels like a we want LeBron. That feels like we're trying to put all of LeBron into one moment and put him at number two.
We also need to define sports moments. Is the decision allowed to be a sports moment of the century? Because I think it indisputably is. When he went on TV and said, "I'm leaving Cleveland to take my talents to South Beach," that's a sports moment.
I see that, yeah.
That's what a sports moment. I'm taking my talents to South Beach is still like, you say that line, everybody immediately
knows. If we're doing that, then I think the Doncic trade.
Right.
It's a top 100 sports moment of the century.
It's in the lower end. For sure. Number three, bloody sock, Curt Schilling. Number four. All right. We're going a little off the board here for number four, but I don't disagree. The 2008 Beijing Olympics 4x100 freestyle men's relay where Michael Phelps was losing when he got out of the pool. The next guy came in and barely out-touched the French guy to win gold and preserve Michael Phelps's quest for 8 gold medals, the most in a single Olympics. Thrilling moment in sports. It's tough to contextualize swimming among all these other things. It is.
Yeah, I agree, because that's the only swimming most watch.
Like Katie Ledecky, like winning by 700 pool lengths. Like, that's a great moment. Classic. Where does that contextualize in sports overall? That's tougher. It's tougher to know what the Olympics is, period. Like, Simone Biles dominating. Although, if you were to do sports moments of the century, it's probably Simone Biles not competing in the pandemic Olympics. That's probably the most known Olympic moment of the past 10 years.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
Okay.
I think it would be one of the swimming bits.
I think the Katie Ledecky swimming bit is certainly.
I think more people think about Katie Ledecky. I honestly don't even know what you're talking about the COVID thing. Like, this is a story that
she got the yips and couldn't and had to withdraw from the Olympics.
Okay.
In Tokyo, ish. It was Asia somewhere.
I give more weight to Katie Ledecky winning by 18 pool lengths.
Katie Ledecky rocks. Number 5. The Kick 6, Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl. Alabama lines up for a game-winning field goal. It falls short. The Auburn kid fields it and runs it back 100 yards for the touchdown. It's a big country. In the Southeast, this is probably number one by a massive margin.
Yeah.
I still think about that play all the time.
I can picture the call in my head. I wasn't there for it.
Oh, my dear Lord! Oh, they're not going to keep him off the field tonight! Yes, and Vern Lundquist on TV.
Auburn's going to win the football game.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Yes. Iconic. And that it came like a week and a half after, or 2 weeks after, the miracle at Jordan-Hare where the pass got tipped on fourth down and kept their season alive there. That they had two of those in the span of a month. It's like, you know, UVA winning the Natty is not going to be on here, obviously. But, like, winning all three of those games in improbable fashion, just when you stack them, it makes it cooler.
Yeah. But that's not a moment.
Not a moment. But the miracle of Jordan Hare, I certainly could be. What I remember about that was we were in Philly for a Washington-Philly game. Grant Paulson said, I'm going to take the train in. Pick me up. We'll go out to dinner. So I'm at the train station. I'm watching the game on my phone, sitting in my car waiting for the train to get there. The train gets there. It's been an exciting game. There's like a minute left, but like, I'm not going to make Grant sit there in the car and we're going to watch the game on the phone. Like, it's time to go to dinner. So Grant gets in the car. I give him the phone. I tell him, hey, tell me what's going on. You know Grant, he enjoys a good bit. And so he's saying, it's 4th and 20. Auburn's lining up to throw. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he tipped it. And he got. Oh, he's running. And Auburn. Okay, Jeeps. You're not going to get me on that. No, I'm serious. This is incredible. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Nice try, Grant. I am not falling for that. You have to see this. You have to stop the car. This is incredible. You have to see this. I'm not stopping the car, Grant. Not stopping the car to look at them throwing an incomplete pass on fourth down. He caught it. Number 6. That maybe NBA bias again. Ray Allen, three-pointer to beat the Spurs in the 2013 NBA Finals. Good moment. Good sports moment. That was the Heatles. That was LeBron, Dwayne Wade. That was the star-studded team.
I think this is a LeBron thing.
To me, they're framing this in a like a butterfly effect, what if kind of way. Because if LeBron doesn't block the shot, if the Warriors win in the first one that we had, then Kevin Durant can't go to a team that just won back-to-back titles. Like, we all understand that. Like, if the Warriors had just dominated the NBA, Kevin Durant can't be like, yo, I'm going to go join that team. Like, so you've got a butterfly effect and who wins, you know, blah, blah, blah. Same here. If the LeBron super team doesn't win two of the first three finals they participate in, like, does that bring a premature end to the super team era? Tiger Woods is at number 7, Stubb. Wrap it up on Tiger at number 7. Which Tiger Woods moment is at number 7? You got a lot of picks.
I love that you're asking me.
Yeah.
Like, I know one.
I would pick Tiger winning the U.S. Open on one leg as his signature moment. It is not that. It is him winning the Masters at age 43, which is, an incredible sporting achievement. We'll get into Tiger. We'll get into the rest of the list. We got another hour to hang out with you guys. We'll take advantage of it. Back after this, AWOT at noon. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide. The free Odyssey app, that's the one with the rewind button. It's the one at the Apple App Store and at Google Play. Don't forget about that. Pleased to be with you as we count down these summer months, get back to sports. So we're doing the world-famous reverse countdown. We're starting at one and working the other way. Reflecting on, this is the Ringer's list.
Keeping the tensions high.
Well, the tension gets lower as you go when you do the reverse countdown. I don't think anybody's accused this segment of being spectacularly organized, but we've done 1 through 7, so I don't see any reason to stop. It'd be weirder if we then went 14 to 8 in this segment, counting down to number 8 would be...
Well, that's what everyone wants to know.
Okay, I'm going to leave you in suspense on number 8. Bill Simmons' website, The Ringer. This is the 100 best sports moments of the century, so defined as starting in the year 2000.
Yeah, not of the last 100 years.
Not of the last 100 years, because hey, we're really opening it up there. This is just since 2000. So really, of the social media, internet era, in a lot of ways. All of these moments were documented extensively online.
Or one might say of the 2000s.
Yeah. David Tyree helmet catch was number 1. Kurt Schilling's bloody sock was 3. There were a lot of LeBron moments sprinkled in. Tiger Woods made his first appearance at number 7. Tiger's got to make a lot of appearances on this list. His number 1 moment was him winning the Masters at age 43. I don't disagree with that, but it's not it for me. It's either the chip in at the early Masters or... For me, it's him winning the U.S. Open on one leg. That said, he's Tiger. He's got a lot of great moments. Number 8, our first soccer moment. I said if this was truly a global thing, this would probably be number 1. Messi wins the World Cup over France. Cements himself as one of the greatest players ever. One of the greatest soccer matches ever played. World Cup, biggest stage, biggest moment. Mbappe, you had all the star power there. That's an easy one. So that's at number 8, because this is an American list, and we're not sure what to do with soccer at the moment. Like, if we do this list 20 years ago, we ignore it, because it's soccer. And if we do this list in another 20 years, it might be number 1, because soccer, it's a major sport. We're in this limbo here, like, we're just not sure how to treat soccer. We still talk about the big 4 sports. Hockey is not a big 4 sport, and y'all know I love hockey. Soccer is bigger than hockey in America right now. Yep. Full stop. If you're talking about a big 4 sports, I think you have to include soccer and not hockey. We have not had a hockey moment yet, and we have a soccer moment, which is kind of the proof you need. Also, the hockey moments I'm considering are all Olympic related. We'll see if we get
one,
to our hockey
one
moments.
Soccer creates a 3-letter abbreviation for their league, then I'll allow it.
Well, they have too many leagues. Is the
so that's
problem.
Yeah.
That's there's so many leagues. There's, you know, AWOT here comes and say the Champions League, that's the greatest league. But then I also hear that the Premier League's the greatest league. But then I go to London, I watched a game in the Championship, and that sounded pretty good. It turns out that's like the second best league, the Championship.
Yes. All of my knowledge is Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Related.
And Wrexham.
Yes.
Yeah. The Wrexham Clips. I'm kind of happy for Ryan Reynolds. I'm not...
I'm happy for Rob McElhenney.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't care about... Ryan Reynolds is doing fine. He has his gin and his cell plan.
I think it's just a real testament to what you can do with a little hard work, a little elbow grease, and a ton of American money.
So much American money. Just.
Number nine, the Cubs win the World Series. We had Red Sox at 3, Cubs at 9. It's tricky because the moment was somewhat anticlimactic, but the Cubs winning the World Series is indisputably one of the sports stories.
Yeah, because it was the bit for a very long time.
Full stop. Yeah, like, it's not a moment, us clowning on the Cubs for 100 years. Mm-hmm. It's more of a long, slow burn. But it's unquestionably, I mean, one of the sports stories the last 25 years. Number 10, Malcolm Butler intercepts Russell Wilson as the Seahawks are 2 yards away from winning the Super Bowl. We talked about with the basketball stuff, so many of those finals moments triggered a cascade of player movement and what-ifs. This is absolutely the what-if moment in football.
This is one on the infamy board.
Sure.
Infamy 100.
Yes. Because if the Patriots finish the perfect season, I don't think we perceive that dynasty a ton differently. And I think we perceive Eli Manning a ton differently either. Like, obviously, he loves having the ring. It's better than not having the ring. But fundamentally, we see Eli as a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, who had a number of memorable seasons with the New York Giants. Like, it doesn't lower him in our standing.
Yeah.
And we already view the Patriots as the definitive football dynasty of our lifetime. Sure, that's awesome. But there aren't ripple effects out of that. There are major ripple effects out of this one. Starting, of course, with Russell Wilson, who now is on his odyssey and is with the Giants now. Who's bounced around a little while. You had the tension. Marshawn Lynch, of course, is a main character in that. The Patriots, who win another one and continue their ton of ripple effects out of that one. Number 11. This is Ringer's list of the 100 greatest sports moments of the century. Lynn Sanity. Not a moment. Just this is the first one I'm rejecting flat out. Not a moment. A movement, but not a moment. It lasted like 3 weeks. We all lost our minds. Not a moment.
I agree.
I don't want to talk about Lynn Sanity because it's not a moment. Number 12 becomes number 11 by default. Also, if we're going to do that, set aside however you feel about it when I say the word, but it's Tebow. Tebow was way bigger than Lynn Sanity when that had its moment. Both moments that happened and flamed out. But Tebow's was bigger than Sanity. Whatever, doesn't count. Moment 12, Falcons lead the Patriots in the Super Bowl 28-3. Yeah, you've got a ton.
Well, now I'm re-questioning what's the one and what's the two on the infamy list.
Oh, my goodness.
You put this over the Seahawks throw?
Are you ready for my hottest take of the day?
I am.
It's a defensible decision by Pete Carroll to throw the football there. You have two plays.
This is the hottest take of the day.
You have two plays available to you, and you have one timeout available to you. If you run with Marshawn Lynch on your first play and you call timeout, the three-play sequence, mm-hmm. if you run with Marshawn Lynch on the first play and he doesn't get it and you use your timeout, on the second play, you have to pass because you don't have a timeout. So the number of options available to you are cut in half.
But I disagree with this because if you give him the ball twice, he's getting it.
Sure. Counterpoint, he's Marshawn Lynch.
Yes,
give it to him twice. Don't overthink this.
Yeah.
That is the correct stance. If I were the coach in that moment, I would have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch. But, like, on paper, the explanation of we had both options available to us, choosing this route cuts half the options available, like, that's a sentence you can read and not be like, you're a dumb idiot. Like, we all know it's the wrong decision, but there's an explanation available that semi makes sense off of that play. 28-3, and you're throwing the football, and Tom Brady's coming back on you, completely indefensible. And has haunted Kyle Shanahan ever since. Then he loses the Super Bowl to the Chiefs with the Niners. The reputation is firmly secure at this point, and it started there. And as good as Tom Brady is, as great as that comeback is, this is all about the Falcons. This is not about the Patriots. And of course, you know, if Dan Quinn has a Super Bowl, he probably gets to stay in Atlanta for longer and attempt to rebuild that. That's a sports moment. I love number 13, Vince Young, Texas, beats USC in the Rose Bowl. Great, great, great sporting moment. Keith Jackson calling that. That's probably a niche one, but I'll take that every day of the week. Great selection there. Ringer's list of the top 100 sports moments of the century. Number 14, Kawhi Leonard with the Raptors. The buzzer beater that like bounces off the rim 9 times and goes in. Are you picturing this one?
Yes.
Yeah, he's squatting down, watching, looking. Not a like massive implications one. Maybe our first true like great highlight on the list. Great sports high. Okay. You mentioned OBJ's catch, which we still haven't seen.
Yes.
Great sports highlight, limited implications. This was in the playoffs and had implications in that sense, but largely is just a great highlight, unquestionably.
Sure.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We have our first tennis at 15.
Oh, good. How about,
we don't know what to do with these sports.
Is it a Serena?
It's a Federer-Nadal at the Wimbledon final, and there's certainly no objection there from me. Also, no commentary there from me. It happened. It was cool. If anything I say about tennis would immediately expose me as being way out of my league on commenting on tennis. Number 16, Abby Wambach, header to win the 2011 World Cup. I thought out of the gate, like, oh, well, obviously Brandi Chastain's your soccer moment. That did not happen in the 2000s, though. That is now a dated sports moment.
Not while I was alive.
Not while you were alive. It's Abby Wambach. 17, we're back to Tiger. So Tiger and LeBron now tied with two appearances apiece. Okay. This is the chip in at the Masters for Tiger. Number 8, we have a global representation here. Well,
They're not doing bad.
They're not doing bad in terms of...
I agree that...
No hockey moments yet.
If this was across the globe, there'd be at least 3 cricket moments
at
this point.
Of course. Yeah, we don't know what we're talking about.
A crazy wicket.
sticky wicket. So we've had 2 golf. We've had men's soccer, women's soccer. Still no hockey.
We got an Olympics, too.
And an Olympics. And I'm about to have a second Olympics.
Oh.
Still no hockey. That's not great. That's not great for hockey.
Honestly... When was this done? Is Ovi getting $895? Does that retroactively go pretty high?
I don't think so. It is a top 100 moment, but we haven't gotten to any hockey moments. We have 2 definitive have-to-make-the-list hockey moments.
Okay.
TJ Oshie beats Russia, and Sidney Crosby beats America, both in the Olympics. Those have to be on this list. Number 18 is Olympics. Usain Bolt, when he won the Olympic 100 and he's like turning around smiling at the dude in second place, that's an iconic photo.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Number 19, our first Patrick Mahomes moment, when they beat the Bills with 13 seconds remaining in the AFC title game. And if you're going to do implications, I think this is a good pick as well.
Is this the first time they or the second?
No, but this confirmed that the Bills are cursed.
Okay.
When the Bills score to take the lead in the AFC title game with 13 seconds remaining, by all accounts, just need to kick the ball off successfully to win the football game. Do not do that. Give the Chiefs the chance. They get the field goal. They force overtime. They win the game. That confirmed all narratives about
forever
football.
Changing playoff overtime rules.
It also obviously it led to the overtime debate, which continues to this day, and we've had Super Bowl overtime debates as well. Nobody knows what to do with overtime in football. The answer is not college overtime. The answer will never be college overtime. It is gimmicky and it is stupid, especially now that they go to the 2-point conversion shootout. I will stand on that. I'm reading these until we get to a hockey moment. We might be on the air for a while. Aaron Boone, ALCS walk-off against the Red Sox, number 20. Number 21, the Philly special. Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was waiting for that one.
Great, great moment, of course. Number 22, the decision with LeBron, which I said...
You brought that up.
I asked, is it a sports moment? I think if it is, it's got to be higher. That was a cultural moment that people still quote that and reference that back. Number 23, Landon Donovan scores in the World Cup. Number 24, Marshawn Lynch, the Beast Quake, when he ran and the stadium was so loud it actually generated seismic activity. We may never get to break. Number 25, Serena Williams, winning the Serena Slam, as referenced. Number 26, I love this one, Boise State trick play to beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. That is actually a really good one. Number 27, OBJ catch.
Okay,
there you go. It's on the board for you. 28, Jose Bautista flips his bat after winning the ALDS for the Blue Jays.
MP, I'm starting to get worried.
Yeah, me too.
About the state of hockey.
29, Tiger Woods wins the U.S. Open on one leg. Number 30.
Oh.
Number 30. I would have picked Oshie. That's all right. Sidney Crosby scores the gold medal in overtime against Team USA.
Wow.
Narrowly edging out our first Formula One appearance at number 31. That's where hockey's at. That's where we're at right now. That's not great. We got another half hour with you guys. We'll be back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You're home for the Washington Commanders in Richmond all season long. OTA's underway. Flying towards training camp. We'll be there the last week of July after we take a little summer breather. It's only the best of if you've never heard it. Otherwise, you can just pretend it's fresh to you. That's the beauty of the summer shows. We don't make a lot of them, but you don't listen to a lot of them. We got our regulars. Shout out to the regulars. They'll need to find something else to do that July 4th week when we're off. But for everybody else, you just enjoy on the show and just pretend it's me talking to you and not me sitting by a pool trying to light fireworks because I love America. And I'm going to.
There you go.
And I'm gonna be back in Kansas where anything goes.
Nice.
An official Kansas firework policy.
anything goes.
That's kind of scary.
That's what my wife says every year. It's always fun to get back from that. Gary and I were talking about that vacation period, too, where it's just such a dull spot in the sports calendar. And then you get back to everything. Mm-hmm. Football starts up and training camp and you know the Commanders and the college. And we got the Beamer Bowl to kick us off. We got Ohio State, Texas. Got a great lineup and all that. Commanders are extra interesting this year. And Cliff Kingsbury chatted with the media yesterday. And Cliff, I think, is going to be one of the main characters of the NFL season this year. And I don't mean by that he's going to be better or worse than normal. I think he's really good at what he does, which is being an offensive coordinator. I think he was phenomenal at times last year. He navigated that midseason slide with an assist from Bobby Wagner, got the team back on the right track. What was interesting to me was people dismissed the midseason slide. That's just a pattern because you're making it one. He was, I just want to say this, the midseason slide was real. He was great in the final weeks of the season. I'm including the playoff games. His performance in Detroit is an all-timer of play calling and game management. That he went to Detroit and did it in Ben Johnson's house makes it even better. What he did in that game was a lot like the Cincy game in week two. Like, what's the deal? We're going up against, we have to score on every single possession. I guess we'll just do that then. That imposition of will, which only works when you've got a guy who's got that number of tricks and also that good of an offense to work with. He's got an even better offense to work with this year. I love that we've never asked this question with the Commanders in the preseason. Are they going to have enough touches to go around? They got so many good players. Cliff Kingsbury, what do you think? Do you have enough touches to go around?
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory, but that's one thing I think that DQ has created where it's the team above anything else. And these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Debo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it's just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So
I think you'd rather have good players cussing you out than bad players being kind to you. But no, he just gets cussed out either way.
Oh, that's sad.
just picking whether it's with good players or bad players, which ones are going to cuss him out or not. Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders. I think Debo management is a really important part of his season because Debo's got his thing where he's a wide receiver, not a running back. I think to use him at his best here, he's going to need to be a running back at times as well. And that's the Jaden dilemma as well. He's so good as a running back and he's willing to do it. You don't want to overuse him in that spot though. So there's a lot of management going on. No, he's the main character, in this NFL season. Because if he has even a little bit of success, and we see the schedule, there's the potential for early success. Everybody sees that. If he has even a little bit of success, he is number one on the wish list for everybody who needs a coach this year. Guy who was just on the fast track to being a coach. And I have always said the college results do not match the hype with Cliff Kingsbury. Right? He's a Jay Gruden in my mind. Jay Gruden, brilliant offensive coordinator. I don't think he's head coach material. Cliff may change, and tutoring under or training under Dan Quinn is a great step in that direction in terms of knowing how to run a room, knowing how to run a meeting, knowing how to build a culture. He's getting a great lesson in all those things. Does that translate to he's ready to run a team? I don't know. What I know is somebody's going to give him that opportunity. Because yeah, how could you resist that? A guy who's got the total package, has worked with all the great quarterbacks, good-looking young coordinator. That's exactly who you want to hire as your coach. Offensive background. He checks 100% of the boxes. If he's got even a little tiny bit of early success, he's going to be mentioned for these head coaching jobs. There's no doubt in my mind about that. He's going to be number one on a lot of these lists, and then that colors the season, too, and that cranks up the pressure, whether you like it or not. We've seen this with Jalen Hurts in Philly. There is a step back when you change coordinators. We've seen this in Kansas City. A lot of the continuity has been just having the two with Patrick Mahomes. That's a lot of the success. That's not the world we're going to live in, because Jaden Daniels is going to have a new coordinator, maybe next year, maybe in 2 years. Whenever he does, though, that's a potential step back year, and that's an obstacle, and that's something we'll have to deal with, which makes this season all the more important, all the more urgent. Cliff Kingsbury, main character, we'll be hearing from him. He's gotten really good at saying nothing too at those press conferences, which I think he's always kind of been. But I love that. I'd rather be cursed out by the good players. He's got some of them on his roster this year, and we'll be excited to follow along. We're back with more after this. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Commanders. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.